The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. I'm going this way today. It's Professor Dan Maggio.
Oh, hi, Matt.
How's it going, Dan?
I survived another week.
Woo-hoo! Dan was not ready to be first, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
I am. I'm always ready.
We don't eat 5 minutes prior to, right, Dan?
Exactly.
He's always first in our hearts.
Yes.
A crazy week.
Yeah.
My curling season came to a screeching halt after 3 losses on 3 league nights.
Oh.
That put me out of contention. So
that's too bad.
I'll be watching from the glass.
Oh, what did you do? Did you throw the last?
No, we lost. I didn't do anything. It was a team effort.
Well, it was probably okay till you went overhand with the last throw, right?
Yeah, that's it.
I'll do that with a 42-pound stone.
Dan, I was thinking of you last night because it was an all-new episode of Under the Radar Michigan. They were up in the way, way west UP in Copper Country.
Yeah.
And they have the Copper Country Curling Club.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just love this historic building. Are you ready, professors? Completely no HVAC. So they just open the doors and let Mother Nature take care of keeping the ice.
Freeze the ice.
Frozen. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. He said it was 14 degrees Fahrenheit in the building.
Wow.
It's a little colder than it usually is. Usually it's about 35, 40.
Right, exactly. So great. Continuing around the horn, Professor Beth Oljar is here with us.
Hey, Matt.
Did you have a good week? Dan said it was a wild week.
Yeah, it was a little wild. I had about $1,500 worth of plumbing done in my house, and the result was that I now have a big hole in my kitchen ceiling because they had to access the master bath.
Oh, no.
That way. And of course, the plumbers have no responsibility for the hole. So I'm looking at drywall and wanted to change the paint and we don't like the light fixtures. So we're going to kind of combine it. And I got the number from Dave of his student. That's the contractor, quasi contractor. But Dan, I wanted to tell you, I found, I kid you not, a little Christmas ornament. That's a curling stone.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Beth, was this hopefully not emergency based? It was more just upgrade based?
Yeah, we had the bathroom drain that was clogged and wouldn't drain no matter how much liquid plumber I poured into it. So, and when he showed me the pipe, it seemed like it was both clogged and corroding at the same time. And we'd had to do some work in the other bathroom, but we now have 2 perfectly functioning showers. So
nice. Well, that works. Those pipes, I swear, Beth, it's like the heart attack of a house. You know, that when there's not a lot of blood getting through, you get an infarction. And when your house has those pipes, these houses, the house you're in, I mean, that's a 100-year-old house. It's got to be.
It was built in 1940, but the whole back half was added in 1987, right? It was in the old part of the house that it had done in the original bathroom with the original tile. So
sure.
Yeah, it was fun.
Well, speaking of a home improvement, now that's a segue because I know with spring weather coming to Michigan, Professor Dave Chow and his wife Marcy are getting ready for the big one.
Oh, pleasure to be here. And if I could just crowdsource some extra money. It's going to be brutal. I just got a call the other day. We won't have a patio door for another, 4 months possibly?
That sounds about right.
Four months for a door? I mean, what am I going to do? Put up a shower curtain out there? I mean.
Well, but you're building a 3-season.
Uh-huh.
So presumably they're cutting a new door or doing something to the door into your house?
No, there's actually an outside door that they got to find one.
Oh, okay.
And the closest one that the guy can find right about now is up in Merrill, Wisconsin.
See, this is where it is right now, Dave. The Mayo family does not have the fridge we ordered for our new house. We've got this half-size club fridge where if I'm standing at full height and I open the main door from my eye angle, I can't see any part of the internal part of the fridge except for the door. So they're all like, we can't get you this until June. I mean, that's just the bottom line right now. You know,
just go to Home Depot or Best Buy and
they can't get one either. Oh, that's the problem.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just want a simple door. And the guy says, yeah, I actually thought about, you know, because Marcy's aunt and uncle, they're moving out to Wisconsin. I'm thinking, hey, maybe I can drive out there and drive one back. I mean, I thought about it.
Yeah, sure. I bet you did.
I'm scrambling to find a door. I mean, a simple door.
Too bad there's a lake in the way.
Well, you know, Drew and I have been planning to put a Union Jack rug in our dining room, which has that red tinted window.
Okay.
And the one that I want, they keep telling me it's not going to be in stock until first March and then April and then May. So I guess, you know, everything.
Yeah. Mind you, Beth, they didn't tell you what year either. So
no, it said 2022.
Okay, so that's a start. That's a start. Continuing around the horn, Professor Stephen Manning is here. Good to see you, Stephen.
Hello. Sorry I missed last week.
That's all right. It's back and forth with you and Heather. It's all right.
Yeah, I had tech problems last week. I had problems with the Zoom.
Mm-hmm. So. Yep. And today I think Heather is pretty busy, right? So
she's Zooming on something else. Yes.
Yeah.
Another provo, dean. What's she inter?
It's either the dean search or the English department search. One of the.
Yeah.
No, it's neither of those. The dean search ended this morning.
Oh, wonderful.
And we were told that there may be an announcement today.
Oh, okay.
Last week, didn't Heather say that?
Most of it was leaked in yesterday's issue of the VN.
Oh, really? Oh.
Oh, way to scoop, VN. Way to go.
Probably violates some confidentiality agreements, but, you know, who am I to say anything?
Hilarious.
That's at the end, depending on how quickly the administration works from this point on.
I think we can all insert our own joke into the end of that sentence. Last, but most certainly not least, Professor James Balfour Tubbs is also joining us today.
Oh, definitely least. How are you doing, Matt?
How's it going, Jim?
Good, good, except I'm working on my taxes.
Yeah, that sort of stinks. It's that time of year, unfortunately. It's a pretty crazy world out there that I think the last four presidents now, just because, you know, it's a figurehead, have talked about redoing the tax code. And I feel like that newsprint, everything you need to know about taxes that I see at my tax person, that thing gets twice as thick every year that I go back. And I'm like, when is someone going to put their foot down and redo the tax code? Oh my gosh.
Because redoing the tax code might mean making corporations and rich people actually pay taxes.
Oh.
I suspect that would be a problem for some.
That's a problem, right?
Yeah, Jeff Bezos, you know, he couldn't bear to pay taxes for Amazon.
What, you mean drop from a billionaire to be a multimillionaire? Gosh forbid.
The pain, the suffering, the hardship.
Oh. Yeah. What are you finding with those taxes, Jim?
Well, it's just kind of complicated because, like, well, I told you that the TIAA disbursements are quite complicated.
Yes.
Or just take a lot of typing to put in all that information. But I owned and have been renting out a second condo for like 25 years now.
That's right.
And I rented it for part of the year and then sold it in October. Mm-hmm. So I had to go through all of the stuff about a sale as well as all the stuff about the rental.
My. Yeah.
And you're doing your taxes on your own. You don't have somebody do it.
Yeah, I download the H&R Block software.
I was going to say, if you need a decent accountant, mine's not too far from you.
That's pretty cool.
Well, that may be my backup.
He's kept me on a prison orange for 29 years.
And that's the kind of bar you want to have.
Yeah, exactly.
Keeps you out of jail.
Well, you know, when it asks you how much depreciation you've claimed, you have to go back and do a lot of digging to find that out.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. That is a problem that I like personally to throw a little bit of money at right there, Jim. So my non-existent hat off to you. That's tough stuff right there. Frankly, folks, this is a program you can send us questions regarding anything. And it's been a while since we've had that classic tax-based problem set that someone sent us. If you stump the panel, of course, you win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmrc.edu, find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Dear Ask the Professor panelists, I'm sure that many of the profs have earned their doctorates. So I've included a short list of questions about docs. My sincere hope is that this list will be as challenging and spur the usual fun banter among the panelists you know, they do this a lot. I'll defer to Matt as to what he deems worthy of a passing grade. I mean, that's changed during the pandemic, you know? So this is regards Julie Elder and the Elders in Poughkeepsie, New York. So let's see what we can do with this questions about docs here. I'll wait and do what I usually do with my students and determine the rubric after the grade is in.
What, docs as in like D-O-C-K-S or
docs as in D-O-C-S? These are questions about doctors.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
And we're going to stretch that definition just about as far as it'll go with our very first question. Can you name any three of the five characters who were doctors on The Muppet Show?
Bunsen Honeydew.
Bunsen Honeydew, for sure.
Wasn't there a, was it Ralph the Dog was in some, wasn't he in some, because I remember, was it Gladys or whoever the one of the players on Dr. Teeth's band was the nurse? I'm trying to remember that one.
You're pretty close. I mean, you've got everything but the doctor's name. Ralph the Dog, every once in a while, would dress up with a reflector, you know,
on his
forehead and play a doctor. He was called Dr. Bob.
Okay.
For whatever reason. So, I mean, that's good. One more and we're good. And frankly, I haven't heard what I think is the most obvious one yet.
Dr. Teeth.
Dr. Teeth. Yes. Dr. Teeth is the leader of the Electric Mayhem band. Yes. Yep,
the band. So who were the others?
Well, he wasn't a real doctor.
You know, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I think that degree wasn't real.
Okay. Honorary.
So not very well known. There was a witch doctor character who basically was only in one sketch in one episode. I mean, that's way off the charts. But Dr. Julius Strangepork was one of the background characters from the Pigs in Space segment. Oh. So, you know, we would expect you to know that
Strangepork.
That's a great name.
What was the name of the doc portrayed by Leslie Nielsen from the movie Airplane?
Don't call him Shirley. I know that.
Picked the wrong day to stop sniffing glue.
No, that was Lloyd Bridges.
Or maybe it was that Lloyd Bridges. Lloyd Bridges. Said that?
Yeah, the police chief. Yeah.
I'm proud to announce that every single time my youngest son at 9 years old, like, grabs his glass and spills it on his face, he always looks at Leslie or I and says, I have a drinking problem. Thank you, Airplane.
I don't even know that I can recall him being named.
This one is actually tough.
It's a joke, though. It's Dr. Nauseous or something like that.
No,
it's sort of.
I thought it sounded something like Romanian or something like that. I'm trying to remember.
It does start with the letter R, yeah. It says here that Leslie Nielsen played Dr. Rumac. And I think there was one play on words, Beth, like you were saying, where they went back and forth. Rumac, tarmac. Like something right. Like that, you know, but yeah.
Jeez, anyway. I own that movie. I should just watch it again.
But how about an iconic character who you don't really care what their name is, but we remembered everything else about it. That's kind of cool, right?
Yep.
Who played Dr. Sidney Friedman on MASH?
Alan Arbus?
Alan Arbus was the name of the actor. Yes, that is right.
I remember the character as soon as you announced him. I just couldn't.
Yeah, I could see his face. Couldn't call his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was married to the photographer, Diane Arbus.
Mm, there you go.
Oh, okay.
In the Marvel Comics, better call up Drew for this one, Beth. From what country does Victor Von Doom, a.k.a. Dr. Doom, hail from?
Isn't he like Romanian or Hungarian or?
Sadly, it's made up.
Well, that's no fun if it's a made up country.
Yeah, it's Latveria.
Latveria. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where everyone is happy.
Have they made a movie yet out of Dr. Doom?
Mm-mm. He was in the Fantastic Four first movie.
Yeah, but yeah. The Fantastic Four movies weren't exactly stellar. Marvel Cinema, so yeah.
They're redoing them. We'll see what happens.
Again. For a third time.
I didn't realize the Fantastic Four is Marvel. I lose track.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get through the Marvel Universe series now, and I've gotten halfway through, and I'm not sure I can.
Drew has been helpful in the lists, in providing lists of all the
The Disney Marvel Plus movies. App also guides you through.
That's right.
Which is
oh,
nice.
Cool. Yep. Yeah.
I should leave out the bad movies.
Okay. The don't watch the new Morbius movie. It.
Yeah,
the reviews were not good about that.
Oh, they were not. Which of the Doctor Who actors had the longest run as the Doctor?
Tom Baker.
Yeah, Tom Baker. Now, for the bonus point, Dan, let's do this. How many years? I don't need to know the years. How many years?
I think he was 7 years.
It was 7 years as the Doctor. That's right. Very good.
Oh, Dan.
Yeah, Dan. 74 to 81.
Wow. He's my favorite.
This is an awesome bio of a fictional character doctor. This, quote, simple country doctor was born in Atlanta, attended the University of Mississippi, had a father named David, and rose up within the ranks to become almost an admiral. The actor that got to portray this doctor supposedly got the role because his hair reminded a producer like JFK's hair. Who is the fictional doctor bio that we're giving?
JFK hair?
The actor that played this role, they said, your hair looks a lot like JFK's hair, so we're going to hire you.
Was it Dr. Kildare? Is it Richard Chamberlain?
No, that's good. That's actually a really good guess, though, because you're going for the hair.
Ben Casey?
Yeah, Ben Casey would be a good guess.
Nope.
Any of them from Emergency?
Nope, not from Emergency.
Marcus Welby?
No, it wasn't Marcus Welby either. I could give a clue, but it'll give it just totally away.
Okay, so he's a simple country doctor from
Atlanta.
And almost became an admiral?
Almost became an admiral. This is the fictional biography, of course.
Admiral.
The best I can do without giving completely away is two people on this current Zoom are going to really kick themselves when they hear me say who it is.
Uh-oh. Am I one of the two?
Possibly.
Oh, no.
Okay, this is getting painful.
I'm sorry.
Or it will be painful if I have to kick myself. I'm sure I'm one of the two.
This is like Canadian water torture.
No, you know what this is? That is the fictional character biography of Dr. Leonard McCoy from Star Trek.
Oh, no.
Oh, Bones. Yeah. Bones.
That's it.
And his hair looked like JFK.
DeForest Kelly hair. It really did. It's got a JFK thing going on.
You could have said, as a clue, I lost everything but my bones in that divorce.
That's right.
That would have been a clue.
Hey, we'll see what happens when they do Star Trek 4 with Carl Urban.
He's amazing.
I don't know if you've heard the controversy. He's sporting a beard in his latest series right about now.
Oh, I see.
And they're also going to be shooting at the same time. I think he's shooting in Australia. So how's he going to take the beard off, put it back on?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be some CG or lots of shaving and prosthetics.
Hey, professors, there were two doctors that were essentially main characters from Bram Stoker's Dracula. What were their names?
Van Helsing.
Van Helsing.
Dr. Polidori.
No, I actually don't have that here, Jim. I've got Van Helsing.
It wasn't Renfield. He was a...
No, he was a lackey.
No, it's the guy who ran the asylum that Renfield was committed to.
I think that's where this is going.
Jack... Is that right? No.
It's John. I'm giving you partial credit. And the last name starts with the letter S.
Smith?
No.
That's too obvious. Guess.
How about The Purchase of Alaska?
Seward.
Seward. John Seward is what it says here.
I'm claiming partial credit on that.
He was Victor Frankenstein's friend.
There we go. What is the name of the doctor in the Robert Louis Stevenson classic, Treasure Island? And let me just say, one fairly weekly panelist is going to really kill herself when she hears that this clue came up, finally.
What? So when she is going to lose her mind?
She's going to lose her mind when she hears that we had this question and she wasn't here, because this is the only time.
Probably Heather.
Or Mara, or Kendra, Diane. It's not Dr. Johnny Mattress or anything like that, is it? I mean,
no, it is not Dr. Johnny.
Oh, okay. Oh,
nobody remembers Robert Louis Stevenson.
I haven't read him.
I don't remember the doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, there's a doctor in this?
It's not Dr. Jekyll. I mean, that's a different book.
That was another book.
No, his name is Dr. David Livesey is his name.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, now I get it.
Oh, Mara's going to lose it.
Yep. Yep.
Is it spelled the same?
It actually isn't. It's an S instead of a Z.
Instead of Z?
Yeah.
Okay. They changed that to Ellis Island. What can we say?
That's right. We've already heard another doctor on this list who had the same first name as the very first James Bond movie. Dr. No's first name is?
Oh, boy.
Oh. Same first name as the main doctor character on The Simpsons. Couldn't help myself. Sorry.
That's not going to help.
Oh, not Dr. Nick.
Not Dr. Nick, no. Dr. Hibbert's first name.
Oh, what is Dr. Hibbert's first name?
Odd.
That's good, though.
So we want Dr. No's first name?
Yes. It's a very stately name. Starts with the letter J.
Oh, I was going to say Tiberius, but no, that's not it. So.
Jeremiah?
Mm-mm.
Julius?
It's Julius. Yeah, Julius No.
So I don't have to finish that text to Drew then.
Hey, what's going on here?
You should just bring him up.
Yeah, really?
I should. I know.
You get a twofer on the Zoom.
No kidding.
Which two docs were clearly regulars on the TV show Cheers?
Frasier Crane.
Mm-hmm. And?
And his ex-wife. Or his love interest, not his ex-wife.
B. Newworth's character. Yeah.
B.B. Newworth. What was her name?
She was Ice Princess. Is that what they called her?
Or
something like that. What is her name?
I cannot believe that you can't generate her, at least her first name.
Lilith, isn't it?
Lilith.
Lilith. That's it.
Yes.
What's the last name?
The last name was Sternin, which I would never have guessed in a million years. But
me neither.
Yeah. Awesome characters being written into that show. Oh, my gosh. Please let me just finish the question. I know we're not going to have any problem with who was also known as Johnny Duke, Johnny Style, Johnny Cool, Johnny Midnight, and even Heavy Early.
Dr. Johnny Fever.
Dr. Johnny Fever.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's so great.
It's not Chai Chai Rodriguez, Les.
No.
More music and less Nesman.
Am I remembering correctly? Howard Hessman passed in January, I think.
Yeah.
William Hurt passed away not long ago, too.
Saw that, too.
Which is a huge loss.
Yep, absolutely. Professors, in what comic strip would you find Dr. Hump, Dr. Plane, Dr. Clip-Off? Ouch.
Sounds painful.
Yes.
What were the doctor names again?
Dr. Hump, Dr. Plane, and Dr. Clip-Off. I mean, it's pretty much punny there, so you can narrow it down.
Is it a kid's comic?
It isn't. It's it as much as you can say, we have a comic strip that's for adults. These are villains, very colorful villains.
In Dilbert?
Mm-mm.
It's not Batman.
Nope.
Calvin and Hobbes?
Nope. Nope.
I'm thinking what, like, Brenda Starr, something a little bit more serious.
Is it like a Dick Tracy?
It's Dick Tracy, Dan.
Dick Tracy. Oh.
Oh, no kidding.
Kind of like it is.
Dr. Plane. It's just sort of like, okay, you know.
Dr. Hump?
Likes vanilla ice cream? I don't know.
It's only good on Wednesdays? Oh.
What's the name of the folks that recorded the song Doctor, Doctor in 1984?
Oh, it's like not Thompson Twins, but Flock of Hairdos.
It's Thompson Twins. Yeah, yeah. Thompson Twins, yeah.
Okay, it's really just shameful that I guess that, given my opinion of the music.
Wait, what's the name of the song?
Doctor, Doctor, it's called.
So the Thompson Twins did that?
Yep.
But so there's another song. It may not be titled Doctor, Doctor, but it's more from like the 70s rock.
Yeah, I know what you're... Doctor, Doctor, Giving Blue.
I Got a Bad Case of Loving You.
Yeah, who was that?
It's one of my all-time favorites, so it's Robert Palmer.
Okay.
Love that song.
Got a Bad Case of Loving You.
Yes. So good to dance to. And to have really loud when you're driving.
Professor's another fictional doc. This fictional doc is someone who lives at 177A Bleecker Street in New York.
Oh, Dr. Strange.
That's Dr. Strange, Dr. Stephen Strange. Oh, we're using our made-up names. I'm Spider-Man.
No, you know, there's an actual building there. I think it's a fruit market.
That's right. That's right. There actually is something there. Mm-hmm. I think that if I remember correctly from the history from of the beginning of Marvel Comics and all that, they did that on purpose. So if you went there, they could say, oh, no, you can't see the sanctum. It's like magically hidden from view. It just looks like a bodega.
But why are bananas two for a dollar?
Yeah. All right. One more. And it's a classic. Gotta say, especially in light of this. Speaking of the world of chronologically confused, these movies lately are giving new meaning to this whole, what are they? We're not allowed to call it a reboot anymore. It's like a pre-boot. Like you're actually going back and rewriting the sequels. What's the name of the doctor played by Donald Pleasance in the original Halloween series?
Oh, man, this is in your wheelhouse, doggone it.
It is, and I've never even seen all of them.
Mine too. Loomis. Dr. Loomis.
Dr. Loomis. Mm-hmm. Yes, Dr. Samuel Loomis. I must find him. As if Dr. Loomis could have stopped some giant 7 foot tall hulking shape, you know? Pretty funny.
I don't even remember the name being mentioned.
Absolutely, it was.
It's been so long. I mean, it's...
Mm-hmm. I just can't get over the fact that they did this pre-boot. And then, oh, please don't do this to me. It really gets on my anxiety to name the movie Halloween. So Halloween 2021 or whatever, right? Because they can't give it a different name. And then they're going to keep doing that in this new side series, which completely ignores all the sequels. Not that everything in the universe has to be that orderly for me, but I just find it annoying, you know?
I just find it annoying that there's, you know, come on, come up with something original again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I don't mean to be, you know, rude to my elders, but Jamie Lee Curtis is not going to be around forever. So if you're bringing her back, you better get her on board and finish the trilogy.
Oh, have you seen what she looks like in her latest movie?
No.
She's starring in some movie with Michelle Yeoh.
Oh,
and I guess people were asking, are you wearing a prosthetic suit? And she isn't.
Oh my.
You know, she's a little chunkier than she used to be. And she's
just not a good question to ask anybody. You know, are you wearing a prosthetic suit?
Yeah,
She was really good in Knives Out, I thought.
Oh, that movie is spectacular. By the way, should see a preview in the next couple months, Beth, for the sequel, where really it's not a sequel. It's just they're going to use the Daniel Craig character to solve another mystery. So I'm really looking forward to that.
The Kenneth Branagh Death on the Nile, it was great too.
I haven't seen that.
It's on HBO Max and Drew and I watched it and really liked it. I think he's getting Poirot pretty well.
That's awesome.
He's not going to get selected for an Academy Award, is he?
Boy, Power of the Dog sure got snubbed.
No comment. Yeah, it did, didn't it? Didn't it? Professors, we're very thankful for this group of questions from Julie Elder, but I'm afraid the time has come for us to say goodbye. Jim.
Goodbye.
Stephen.
Goodbye.
Dave.
See ya.
Beth.
Goodbye.
And Dan.
Goodbye.
Now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.